Hey everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heat and Chat.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about customer development mistakes to avoid for founders.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the deal. Heaton, you and myself, we talk to founders all the time. A lot of them are kind of early stage founders, and they're in the quote-unquote customer development phase. And they come to us to tell us that they've done customer development and they think they have product market fit, and now they're worrying about all the other stages that are about to happen for them. And when we talk to them and ask exactly what they did in customer development, who they talked, what they found out, we realize sooner or later that they've made big mistakes in the way they think about customer development or the way they executed on it. So I thought it would be useful for us to share some of those kind of biggest reoccurring themes and mistakes to avoid. So when young founders or new founders are going out to do customer development, they avoid these mistakes and they don't waste time, right? So right off the bat, Heaton, if you had to think about the biggest common mistake that most founders make when it comes to customer development, what comes to mind?
It always starts for me with they're speaking to the potential customers and people the wrong way. Mm. So they're introducing bias in what they're saying. And so then when I talk to them, what ends up happening is I just can feel the bias.
Mm.
I can just feel it. So they ask questions like, would you use my product? Instead of asking, what's the biggest challenge you have? And I think that's a very distinct difference that many founders, despite all the material about customer development and how to talk to customers before they are your customers and all that kind of stuff, people just gloss over and they miss. And they think talking to customers or prospects or talking to people early about your business has to do with your product. And in my opinion, and the way that I learned customer development, it has nothing to do with your product. It has everything to do with that person, their problems, and their stories and everything you can learn about them with no information about what you're doing or your product. And I think that's like the biggest mistake people make, which is they focus in on themselves, their product, and questions they want answered instead of learning about what people care about.
I love it. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That is definitely the number one mistake. I think another one, although I would like to double click on this, I have 100 stories of telling people this exact thing. Like you just went out there to prove yourself right. And if you go into the world with that attitude,
yeah,
you know, it's fairly easy to do, actually. It's fairly easy to see yourself being right if that's your number one goal, right? But the other thing that I'll say is I'll talk about the money piece sometimes. Like people, here's a pet peeve that I have. People will go out there, they'll do quote-unquote customer development. They'll come back and they'll say, Steli, we've done this. A bunch of companies, or we have a bunch of early customers. And so now we're thinking about like how to scale this, how to do X, Y, and Z. And when I stop people, I always go, oh, so you already have paying customers? And they go, yeah, we already have some early customers. So I'm like, all right, what are they paying you? And here's the most beautiful thing I hear almost all the time, if it's very early stage. They go, well, they don't technically pay us yet. And I was like, well, motherfucker, there's only one way of paying you. You know, this is like, what are we talking about here? There is a, they send you money, and there is a, they have not sent you money. If they're the, you have not received money from them camp, then those people are not customers, right? It's a very simple thing. And so one of those beautiful things is that people will start using different lingo to make them feel like they've progressed a lot further than they truly have, right? Which goes back to this bias thing. But they'll say, well, we have 100 early customers. And then you go, are they paying you? No. Well, then you don't have 100 customers yet. You really don't. What they essentially have is they have 100 free alpha users or beta users of their product, right? They have 100 people that said, sure, if you sent me a free link to sign up, I'll play around with this. But that's not the same thing as having 100 customers, right? It's very, very different. So one of the things, especially in B2B, that is like a big encouragement that I give to people is to think about like all validation isn't the same validation, and there's a hierarchy of it, right? So somebody telling you, I think your idea is nice, that's useless. To me, that's less worth than somebody telling me your idea sucks. That is more useful to me. So somebody just saying, oh, I like your idea. Oh, I think that's a really good idea. That's useless. Now, somebody saying specifically, you know what? This is so useful, or this sounds so useful, so good. I think I would want to use it, or I would want to purchase it. We would need this in our company. I would want to buy this. Where can I buy this? How can I buy this? Now, that's a much stronger signal. That's actually really truthfully useful, right? Okay, this is strong validation. There's a strong demand. Somebody practically, without me even asking, has offered to buy this or that they want this. Cool. Then one level above that is when they actually do it, right? Even if it's for a smaller amount, let's say you haven't built the product yet or it's very early,